Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Scott Lincoln is a senior service hydrologist with the National Weather Service. Scott, has it peaked? I'm trying to understand. It looks like maybe it peaked up near Algonquin. And does that mean we'll see it peak later in St. Charles or Batavia or further down?
Yeah, good afternoon, Lisa. You know, on the Des Plaines River, just talking about that real quickly, we actually have already crested. We crested earlier this week and have been continuing a slow fall. And some locations may even fall below flood stage by early next week. So we can start with some good news on that side of things. But unfortunately, over along the Fox River, things remain pretty high. In fact, from the Fox chain of lakes downstream towards Elgin, the river is currently cresting now, but it's just cresting really slowly, kind of hanging up near the crest. Some areas may start to see a slow fall as early as late today into tomorrow, but kind of staying up high and falling slowly through the weekend. Assuming no additional rainfall, you know, we may not even be talking about below flood stage conditions until maybe late next week.
I have to tell you, I saw some video of an elementary school in Janesville, Wisconsin, that was flooded, and they couldn't even hold school today. It was so bad. And eventually, that's all headed this way. So I asked Demetrius Ivory the other day, because some people were indicating maybe it had something to do with the snowpack up north, but he believes it's all just been rainfall.
Yeah, most of this has been due to rainfall. And in fact, our whole kind of Midwest region, there's a lot of rivers in the Midwest experiencing flooding from that recent rainfall. In fact, you know, the Rock River all the way from south central Wisconsin downstream through northwestern Illinois, and we got the Fox that we already talked about, and the Des Plaines, all the way down through the Chicago metro. There's other rivers in western and northern Michigan, most of Wisconsin, even parts of the Mississippi River, that have all seen some flooding along some stretches of those rivers. And, you know, if you look at precipitation back through April 1st, especially centered areas near the Illinois-Wisconsin state line, those areas have had 6 to 12 inches of rainfall. It's about 4 to 10 inches above the 30-year average. And put it another way to think about it, you know, 200 to 500% of average. So really, it's all comes down to the rainfall, just system after system moving through some of the same areas. And the headwaters of, unfortunately, some of the rivers moving through our area.
Officials in Algonquin said they were expected to crest at 12.2 feet today. But what everybody wants to know is, when does it start to recede? And what factors indicate how quickly that river will recede?
Yeah, unfortunately, like I said, there's very slow crest going on right now. And, you know, it may be around we're about 12.1, I believe, at Algonquin. It may not quite make 12.2, but, you know, you're really talking about an inch difference. The impacts are going to be the same. Maybe starting to see a very slow fall into tomorrow, but it is going to be slow to fall. And unfortunately, a river like the Upper Fox and in the chain of lakes, they rise and fall a little more slowly. It really may be late next week before they fall below flood stage. And that is assuming we don't get any additional rainfall.
You know, there has been a big argument among many residents along the Fox River about whether they take the dams out or whether they keep them in. And many people are saying if you took the dams out, the Fox River would just be a creek. What do you know about that?
Yeah, it's a little bit outside of my area. We probably could talk to some, you know, some engineers that could study that. But generally, the types of dams we have on rivers in northeastern Illinois, they're not really large dams. They don't store, you know, a lot of water. So it's, you know, the impact would generally be pretty small. I mean, really the big reason that we're seeing flooding across our area is we just had so much rainfall. It's so much above the long-term average, you know, for this time of, or this part of April. I mean, that's really the main driving force. But, you know, if people want to talk about the small impacts that their local dam would have, they should reach out to their community or, you know, and have them maybe consult with, you know, with some engineers to talk about that. But like I said, the rainfall really is the main driver and the main concern.
Yeah, they're talking about it. There are signs up and down communities along the Fox River. So what communities along the Fox could still be at risk of flooding?
You know, some of the main places where we do see flooding along the Fox, you know, some towns, you know, are built, they don't have as many low spots. They may not see as much flooding. So it does vary, you know, from community to community along along the river. But a lot of places along the Fox chain of lakes, there are potentially hundreds of structures with water, you know, surrounding them, or if they're an elevated structure, perhaps underneath them. So the Fox chain of lakes does have a lot of low areas because it is kind of a low, you know, lake kind of basin where water collects. So those are some of the areas. I know there's some spots there as you get closer to just downstream of the Stratton Lock and Dam there at McHenry. There's some spots that some roads that flood and some homes that can have water surrounding them and maybe even get a little water inside of them. And a few other places near East and West Dundee and also near Algonquin. But it, you know, it's not really any specific area. There's the spots here and there along the river. And then as you get further downstream, water levels are not quite as high, and it also tends to take a bigger flood to cause as much impact as you get downstream of Elgin.
Thank you so much for giving us the update. People, you know, it's hard finding sandbags in communities along the Fox River, and it's something I know people deal with on a yearly basis, but it seemed to be pretty fast and pretty extreme. How much do you rely on river gauges? Are there river gauges upstream in Wisconsin that help you forecast what's going to happen downstream?
Yeah, river gauges are so important to what we do on top of you know, rain gauges and having all kinds of measurements. We do monitor water levels along the Fox River using a network of river gauges. Many of those are operated by the United States Geological Survey, and some of those are even cost-shared with the local community. We also do have another gauge that we read manually, or we get observations manually once per day as part of the National Weather Service's Cooperative Observer Program, and that one's located in Elgin. So there's quite a number of gauges, you know, all throughout, and you definitely, you know, are correct. We do look at the gauges to the north and further upriver to get a sense of what's coming our way. And then our River Forecast Center, located in the Twin Cities in Minnesota, monitors all that and sends us the latest forecasts once or twice a day, depending on how high the river is. So it's definitely important. If a community wants a gauge, they should reach out to their community and see if they're willing to share that cost with the USGS and see if another one can be put in. But we do have a number of them in place already.
Thank you so much for joining us, Scott. We appreciate your expertise.
Yeah, have a good afternoon. Thanks for having me.